What's up, Eagles fans? Welcome back inside the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Fran Duffy, joined once again by NFL film senior producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, I think one of the more underrated storylines of this upcoming offseason is the fact that not only is the draft class really deep at running back, this free agent group is pretty good too. And I'm very interested to see how they impact each other.
It will be interesting because, as you say, the draft class is good. And what will be fascinating to me is to see where some running backs go, because we've now heard for years that the running back position has devalued. But, it'd be hard for me to believe that Leonard Fournette, Dalvin Cook are not really going to go in the top 15. They're pretty good.
Pretty good players.
Yeah.
But let's get back to this free agent class. And a guy that's also pretty good, Le'Veon Bell from Pittsburgh, is set to hit the open market. We imagine he'll probably be franchise tag worthy.
He's good. That's about all I have to say.
When you see that patience.
Well, first of all, he runs. You know, it's funny. You always hear stuff, when you used to hear the stuff about quarterbacks, he's going to revolutionize the position. Well, no one runs like Le'Veon Bell. And he's so patient, and he has such great vision. And then he has that short area burst. You see him right here. And he's so much better at that than people might think. That open field, lateral quickness and agility. And he's still about 218 pounds. And, of course, we haven't even touched on the receiving element to his game, because he can line up and run wide receiver routes. So Le'Veon Bell, to me, best back in the league.
Well, he's missed some games over the last couple of years. And when he does sit on the sideline, another former first-round pick comes in and does pretty well in D'Angelo Williams.
Career now. He's older, so he's a number two back now. But again, I still think he has a lot left as a number two back. He certainly can run the ball still very effectively. I mean, he had seasons back in Carolina where he gained 1,300, 1,500 yards. I mean, he's had a very good career, D'Angelo Williams. And I think if you're looking for that second back or a complement, part of sort of a committee group, you can do a whole lot worse than D'Angelo Williams.
One player who was a former second-round pick out of the University of Alabama hasn't had quite the career some may have thought, especially early on after that strong rookie year, Eddie Lacy.
Yeah, and I think he's a certain kind of player. I mean, to me, ultimately, Lacy at Green Bay may not be the best fit for him. I think Lacy is the kind of back, assuming he's in shape and assuming he's ready to go, he's really more of that foundation type back. And you saw a great move right there. He's a little better laterally than people might think, but he has to get his weight down. Then he can be a back, I think, that can be a starting point for an offensive foundation type back.
How similar are the skill sets between Eddie Lacy and a guy like LeGarrette Blount with the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots?
Yeah.
Blount here we see also set to hit the open market.
Yeah, I think probably if you were just looking at pure traits, you'd probably say Lacy's a little better. But Blount, you know, contrary to what people think, Blount, number one, had a lot of carries this year, gained over 1,000 yards, and he was a very effective back. Whenever we think of New England, obviously all we think about is Tom Brady. But LeGarrette Blount was a very important part of their offense. Now, he's had all his success in New England when he's gone to other teams. He went to Pittsburgh, and then he came right back to New England. So I don't know, maybe it's something about the New England environment that works for him, and he is getting a little older now. So I think you really have to do your due diligence on him, because he's a certain kind of player.
Another guy that kind of fits similar skill set, more physical downhill back, Latavius Murray, came in as an undrafted free agent or a late round pick. Tell us about Murray and what he brings to the table.
Murray is a tall back, and tall backs, what everybody gets concerned about is their upright running style. He is a little upright. He's not quite as physical as you would think with his size because of that. But Murray's a guy that's had some very good moments in Oakland. I think he's developed over the course of this season to be a little bit a part of a committee with Jalen Richard, DeAndre Washington, who is the rookie from Texas Tech. I think when you look at a guy like Latavius Murray, you have to decide what he is. Are you signing a feature back? I'm not sure he's a guy you can give the ball to 280 times. I don't think he's that guy. He probably is more of a group of backs, committee situation. So I think you have to be careful about that.
A lot of those same things can be said about a player like Danny Woodhead, who started his career in New England, ended up with the San Diego Chargers. Can definitely fill a role, and I think every team will value him differently. What does he bring to the table?
I couldn't agree more. He's probably a better runner than people think, but obviously he's small. But he's a really good receiver, really understands the pass game, really good with blitz pickup. I mean, that's what Woodhead is. And Woodhead, to me, is a really valuable piece in today's NFL. You see him right here catching a touchdown in the red zone. He's really a good receiver. You can split him out, too. There have been plays where he split out and won versus linebackers and beat them in the pass game. He's a really interesting player, and it kind of leads us right into our next guy, Rex Burkhead, who's probably somewhat similar, got a chance to play a lot more snaps this season with the injury in Cincinnati to Gio Bernard. Even late in the season, I think, had 17, 18 carries in a game, and he's another guy. Very similar to Woodhead, a little bigger, but I think he's another guy that if you understand how to utilize him in your offense, he's a valuable asset. And I really liked Rex Burkhead and what he brought to Cincinnati late in the season.
The Eagles haven't had a fullback on the roster for the last few years, but one is hitting the open market that really filled a certain role for Baltimore, Kyle Juszczyk out of Harvard.
And keep in mind where Doug Peterson came from in Kansas City, they had a fullback, Sherman, who played a lot of snaps. So it'll be interesting to see if the Eagles decide to go in that direction. Kyle Juszczyk is a really good fullback. And the thing about him, he's not the traditional fullback. Yes, can he lead block? Of course he can. But he can also catch the ball. Here you see him catch a very short pass behind the line of scrimmage and run, but they've split him out at times. So he has a multiple skill set. That's a position that'll be very interesting to see if the Eagles decide to go with a true fullback. You could do a lot worse than Kyle Juszczyk.
Yeah, running back, fullback, two areas of strength in both free agency and the NFL draft.
Yep.
We'll be very, very interested to see how the Eagles choose to address both of those positions moving forward. Greg Cosell, once again, appreciate the time here inside the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.